It's the K99.1 FM 7:30 second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, this is Emily.
Hi, it's Emily.
Oh, hi, Emily. How you doing?
I am good. So I was calling because I had a kind of weird experience. I went on a date and it went really well. We went bowling and we had a really great time and we were talking and like just really seemed to mesh. So I invited him to come back to my place to watch a game and he did and it was great. We were hanging out. Then I just like have not heard from him and like we've texted a little bit, but like it's all kind of been like really polite and like we haven't gone on a second date and I'm just like what went wrong? I don't know. Did I do something wrong? Like I thought everything went really well.
Well, at least it was polite. I mean, at least you're getting responses from him.
Sort of.
Yeah. It's totally true. He's not like completely ghosting me or anything.
But you want more, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you implied that? Have you told him?
Yeah. I mean, I've said things, but I felt like I was the one who was a little bit forward who asked him back to my place, like when we were connecting after bowling. So I don't know. I kind of feel like it's his deal, but he's kind of like avoiding that. And I've like mentioned, you know, maybe we could do this, maybe we could do that. And he's just kind of ignoring it or like shirking the question or just not really responding. And guys, I'm really nervous calling you this morning.
Don't be.
Yeah, well,
it's just us.
Yeah. What's the guy's name?
His name is Michael.
All right. Well, here's what we'll do. You just kind of go get a glass of water, relax over there
breathe.
For a minute. Yeah. Take a minute, and we'll grab his phone number off the air. We're gonna call him. You can listen in. We'll see if we can, you know, figure out what's going on here.
Okay.
Get some coffee.
Yeah.
Okay, I will.
It's the K99.1 FM 7:30 second date update.
What's happening?
So, Emily, you said you guys went bowling. Are you guys very good, or it was just fun?
No. He was pretty all right. I did not do all the strikes and stuff.
I gotta ask.
Not so great.
Did you have any bowling alley food?
We did.
Oh, you have to.
Oh my God, so good.
Yeah, we had some cheese fries.
Uh-huh. Oh. And the little beers. Those are so good.
Yeah. All right, Emma. Hold on a second here. We're just now dialing away, so we'll see if we can get Michael on the line here. Okay.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hi, is Michael there, please?
Oh, yeah, this is him.
Michael, hi. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Real good.
You got a few minutes?
Yeah, sure.
We're trying to help you out, right?
Well, yeah, we're attempting to help you out and maybe somebody else. We got a phone call. I understand you did a little bowling and weren't too bad at it.
Yeah. I was great, I guess.
Do you know who with?
Yeah, Emily.
Yeah. Well, she said she's been texting. She's been getting replies from me and all that, but she was hoping to go back out, do another date, and she said no avail so far.
You're not stepping up, dude. What's wrong?
I don't know if another date is in our future.
Why? She seemed to think you guys had good. We were staying. You even went back to her place and all that.
Watched the game. Right.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, she's really cool. I mean, she's not like your typical girl. She's really cool. She wanted to watch a game. We wanted to go bowling. We went on Saturday. It was fun. We had a great time. She invited me back to her place, so everything was looking good. Started watching the game. And then she excused herself to go to the bathroom, and she just never came back.
Wait a minute, what?
Like, what do you mean? Left the house, or...
You're at her place and she disappeared?
Yeah, I don't know. She left. She disappeared. I didn't know where she went. So, I mean, she said she went to the bathroom. So I waited and waited.
For how long?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, like 5, 10 minutes? 20 minutes?
No, she was gone. The girl was gone for like 2 hours.
What?
2 hours?
Yeah,
explain this.
Like for real, 2 hours?
Yeah, like a real 2 hours. After about like an hour, I went and knocked on the bathroom door. No one answered, but I could hear like snoring. So
no,
think she was out
in the bathroom?
I guess so. I have no idea.
Were you guys drinking a lot?
How much did you drink? Yeah,
I don't know. We had like, I mean, bowling. Maybe we had like one beer, and then she had another. I had like two more at the house. Like, so not that much. Not that much to like pass out in the bathroom.
Right.
So she was just like sleeping, I guess. But it was just weird. It was just really weird that on a date, she would just pass out for 2 hours in the bathroom. Nothing, like she didn't respond. And then our pizza came. So I ate the pizza.
I would have too. I don't blame you.
I was just chilling in her house for like 2 hours. And then she comes back. She just like pretended that nothing happened. And she thought she had missed like one inning. She's like, oh, I hate missing an inning. So I don't know what her deal is, but she disappeared for 2 hours and then was completely oblivious to that and just thought she'd been gone for like a couple of minutes.
Did you not tell her that?
No. How do you tell someone that she disappeared for 2 hours?
So I was not gone for 2 hours. I went to the bathroom.
There you go, Michael.
Back.
That's Emily.
Hey, Emily. Good to see you again.
Hey,
I'm sorry, but you were gone for 2 hours. Like I was in your apartment for a really long time by myself.
That doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't you have said something to me?
Well, because I did when you came in the room. I was like, hey, where have you been? And you said, oh, I've been in the bathroom. What I missed? I started to explain the game to you. Like you said, you hate missing an inning. Like you missed. You missed seven.
I dozed off for 5 minutes. That was it.
Were you feeling okay, or was going on?
I've done that in the bathroom too. I mean, you're kind of tired, girl. I totally get it.
What?
You're just like, I'm just going to take a cat nap, and then give her a break.
Oh man.
I mean, I guess I was like a little bit sleepy. Maybe it was more of like a physically rigorous date than normal.
She was bowling.
Those 8-pound balls, man.
Right, exactly. Where's on you?
I mean, it is, I guess. I don't know. I think I was asleep for like maybe 5 minutes. I didn't mean to.
I mean, it's fine. I get it. Like people get tired and fall asleep. It just threw me that you disappeared for 2 hours and just forgot about me. So I don't know. I didn't know. It was just a weird impression to make.
Now, why didn't you? Here's my question, Fry.
Yeah.
No, Michael. Why didn't you like knock on the door harder?
Yeah,
you thought she was asleep.
Bang on that thing. If you could hear snoring.
Yeah. If you knew she was not in distress, why didn't you wake her up? What were you doing?
They're like, hey, the pizza's here. You know, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Make some noise.
Well, I mean, I was. Okay. I kind of nodded off a little bit.
Hold on. No. So hold on. No. You were sleeping too.
No, but I was just.
This
was
is a great date.
I was waiting for the pizza. Game. Then I looked at the clock. A couple hours later, she was gone for 2 hours.
Oh my God.
Okay, so you both fell asleep.
Man.
Poor little Emily, awkwardly on the John.
At least you got that in common.
So that's a good start, right?
It is.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, my God.
I guess it's not as weird when you actually talk about it. But,
this is a good omen, though, right, Fry?
That is a good omen. Just like you said, maybe it's not, now you've talked about it, it's not so weird. So if you guys both agree right now and say yes, we'll send you out to a second date. Out to eat somewhere, give you a limo, and we'll figure out something for you guys to go do.
And not sleeping, all right?
Yeah, no movies or anything where it's dark.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be down.
Yeah, I would love that. That would be awesome.
I mean, you went through the trouble of getting me on the radio, so I think that's a pretty fair apology.
Yeah, unless you really bore each other, which I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, I don't think so. I guess we just need to watch out for heavy lifting.
Well, we'll take it easy on our date.
Okay,
sounds good. A successful second date.
Good luck to you guys.
Let us know what happens.
Yeah, let us know how everything works out with you two.